El Kanim. Let's say both husbands were Kanim. Tana Rabbonim. He kozer, v'chozer, he kozer. Now, again, the son, we don't know which father is his real father. The first one or the second one. So let's say he hits the first father, and then he goes and hits the second father. Or else, kilos there, v'chozer, kilos there. He curses one, then he curses the other one. Kilos, shneim v'asachas. Let's say he cursed both of them together. Or else, he kosh shneim v'asachas. He had both of them in front of him, and he punched them both in the nose with his right hand and with his left hand. It's chayiv. That's what Tanakam holds. He's chayiv taka. Because the manashoch now, he hit his real father. So since he hit his real father, he has to get malchus. What? Yeah, we'll soon see. Another man yama. We have Yudu, and Yudu makes a difference. Bevasachas chayiv. Ein echnam, if he does it, bevasachas, for sure he's chayiv. Like he gave him asrua, he warned him, don't hit your father. And he went and punched both of them in the nose, so for sure he hit his real father, so therefore he gets malchus. But v'zeachazeh, one after another, potter, that's what Yehuda holds. Because when he hit each one's a suffix of its father. So it's like a raw suffix, he's potter. For the Gemara of Atanya, I will learn, not like that, but Atanya will learn. We have Yehuda, why may a potter of Asachas, even of Asachas, he's potter. So Mar says, Shrei Tanah, leave the Yehuda, Rechnaim, it's a machlokes tanoim. Now, my time of demand the potter, for a co-potter, what's the swara? He hit both fathers together, like they gave him a vada yasroa, why shouldn't he get malchus? Om Rav Chanina, nema brocha lamato, v'nema brocha lamalo. Ma, ma lamalo, shein bo shutfis, af lamato, shein bo shutfis. V'yiske shakol l'klolo. So Rashi says like this, lamato means, b'yobu v'imoy, lamalo kalpe malak yikal lokov. It says, you know, bracha doesn't mean the bracha, it means cursing. So it says a lot not to curse your parents, and not to curse Hashem. So just like by cursing Hashem, there's only one Hashem, there's no two Hashem to curse. It's the same thing, the law of not cursing your father is only when you only have one father. For you have a doubt which father he is, you don't have the law. And we have iskish v'makish hakol aklolo. But just like if you curse both of them, you putter, who didn't get both of them, you putter. Anu hekashir. As it tells us, you only chayit if your father was like Hashem, where you know for sure you only have one father. But if you have a doubt, or you know you only have one father, but if you have a doubt which one is your father, then you potter. That's the pshan this time that holds, even b'vastach asos you potter, because of this new hekish. Then it says, v'yerlo b'mishmaroi. What? Adi potter. It's not diamond to cursing Hashem. But then it says, v'yerlo b'mishmaroi. For the Gemara, since he doesn't take any kabbonis back, any matanis, so why does he go and work? For the Gemara, lomoila, what do you mean? Even though he can't take any meat back, but he wants to go and bring kabbonis, it's a mitzvah to make that krava. He wants to do the mitzvah. Elo, the kashrut like this, Allah like a toni, elo oila ba korchoi. Mashma, we force him to do it. Like, we don't want people to say bad about the mishpacha. There was something wrong with the mishpacha. Therefore, we like force the kid to go to do the avoida. We want to show everybody there's no pagam in the mishpacha. We just don't know which mishmer he belongs in, so he can't take anything back. But we want to show there's no pagam in the rest of the mishpacha. People shouldn't be afraid to marry into the mishpacha. Therefore, we like force him to do the avoida. If you know you shnei the mishmer echad, both fathers, well, from the same mishma, then he could even take. My shenor, shnei mishmar of the loy. How come if both fathers, if each father had a different mishmar, the kid can't take? To yoz alai mishmar of matchilei. To yoz alai mishmar of matchilei. Any mishmar wants to take the meat, they tell him, listen, you're not the son of this father, you don't deserve to take. For the Gemara, mishmar achad nami. Even if both fathers belong to one mishmar, oz alai beisav of matchilei. When he goes to one Beisav, to the first father's Beisav, he says, you're not the son. And he goes to the second Beisav, you're also not the son. So also he shouldn't get. Like, a Mishma means 1 week. But every day of the week belongs to another Beisav. So one father was one day, was Yom Rishon. Another father was Yom Sheni. So each day they should also throw him away. If both fathers worked the same day even, and beyond Rishon, they both worked. So therefore, Mamonashach now, this kid, has the right to take a chelik.
because no matter which one of the two is my father, today is the day that they take portions back. Therefore, he has a right to take a chelek back from working that day. Stop here. You're holding off Kuf Aleph, new parak, Mitzvah Chalitza. Here, Mishnah says, Mitzvah Chalitza. The Lacha, when you give Chalitza, if the Yavim doesn't want to give Yivim, he wants to give Chalitza instead, he wants to take off the shoe, is Bishloisha. It has to be done in front of three Dayonim. You have to have three Dayonim. And then the Mishnah says, V'yafilu Shlosh Tanhed Yoytois. Even if the three people are not really Dayonim, they're not from the Sanhedrin, they're just regular three people, also it's good. So Rashi says, She'enor mi Sanhedrin. V'gemora porach, my Dayonim, chutz three in the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off saying, you have to have three Dayonim there, and then it says, no, even three regular people could also take care of the Chalitza. Now, Chalitza b'manol Chalitza sakshera. If she used a manol, a regular shoe, it's kosher. Mashma, it's only b'dieva that it's kosher, not mechatchila. We'll see in the Gemara why not. A manol, Rashi says, that shalor, a shoe made out of skin, but rach, it's soft skin. Who came shalon, like I was soft, a soft skin. So Chalitza, Chalitza kshera, Rashi avu lechatchila loy, but chachila, you should not use such a shoe. Can the forest come on? Mishumanol hamarufat, shenito gabo. You have to be afraid sometimes the shoes, it's soft leather, that the heel came off. And then it's possible. Avol ikra chalitza besandal. We'll see soon. The ikra chalitza should be done with a sandal. Vushal or kosher. The difference is a sandal is made from hard skin, stronger skin. Umavushal, you cook it. Umishanifchas, ein lo takona. Such a skin, when it breaks, you can't fix it anymore. You throw it away. So, sandal, we don't have to be afraid. Maybe it's broken. You can't use it. So, melo, by your sandals, we're not afraid. Maybe you'll break. Maybe you'll be ripped. Therefore, it's better to use a sandal than to use a regular shoe. Because the regular shoe, we'll see in the Gemara, you have to be afraid. Maybe it's going to rip, and you still use it, and that'll be psula. Rosh says you have to be afraid. Maybe the heel will fall off. I call upon him, if you use a good manol, it's kosher. The antilia chalitza sapsula. If you only use like a sock, not a real shoe, something made out of material just, that's not called a good chalitza. Trashi psula. The midi de megid binan. A shoe has to be something that protects you. Still, the pasuk says, no aloi, v'no midi de meginu, d'chsev yanalecho tochush buor. Skitzi, you have to have something that protects your feet, has to be a shoe and not a sock. If she makes chalitza on a sock, it's no good. The sandals sheesh the ekev kosher. If the sandals have a heel on it, it's okay. But v'shein lo ekev, if it does not have a heel on it, then pasul. Even sandals without a heel, it's psula. Min ha'akuvo lamata chalitza. If kshera, if she made a chalitza. Chalitza means that the man has to be wearing a shoe on his right foot, and she goes and unties it. So if the shoe was on from his knee downwards, that's called a good chalitza. But min hakuva lamala, if the shoe was from his knee upwards, then chalitza psula, that's not called a good chalitza. So Rashi learns, how do you have the case that his shoe should be on the top of his knee? So Rashi learns, shenechtach ragloi, that's where Rachmanis' foot was amputated. Is min hakuva from the knee. For cholatz min hakuva lamal, it's no good. If he's missing his leg, and from the top of the knee he has, and he's wearing a shoe over there, that's not called a good chalitza. It has to be from the knee downwards. Cholatza b'sanol shein shaloi. Let's say he was wearing sandals that doesn't belong to him. Or b'sandol shaloitz. Or else he was wearing a sandal made out of wood. Or b'shal smoil b'yamin. Or else he was wearing a left shoe, but on his right foot. It has to be on his right foot. In such a case, there's chalitza kshera. Then also, but the evidence is good. Rashi, I have a chalitza shel smoil, but if the yavam is only wearing the shoe on his left foot, ketani v'pirken plukta. That's going to be a machlokes later if that's a good chalitza or not. But the mitzvah l'chatchila is supposed to be on his right foot. So if he's wearing his left shoe on his right foot, that's also kshera.
What about Cholzo de Godol Shu Yochol Alechboy? Let's say he's wearing his shoe, but it's a big size, it's too big on him. But it's enough that he can walk, he could walk with it. Oy Bekotin, or else let's say it's too small on him, the shoes. But Shu Chayfef Es Ruba Es Roiv Godloy. But it covers up most of his foot. Chlitzosek Shera. But the Yevah, that's also good. As long as it's a shoe that the Yavim, he could walk with it, and then she takes off, like we'll see later, that's a good chalitza. We just said no. Shein shalai. Chalitza v'sanahim doesn't belong to him, still with the evidence kosher. Sati Gemara. On the yachad, the afilu shalai shed yotis. Dayanim lomali. Since the Mishnah says even three regular people can be there when they make chalitza, why does the Mishnah start off to have three dayanim? You don't have to be from the Sanhedrin. So Gemara says, how come Ashman, this teaches us, to be inan v'shloisha sheyoidim lihikoreis. You have to have three people that know how to read the parasha of chalitza. Ki ein dayanim, like the yonim do. In the parasha of chalitza, b'shas to give chalitza, you have to read the psukim there. So the dayanim have to read the psukim to the yovim, and then they say it. So you have to be enough people understanding to know to say over those psukim. So drashi lahakroish to yovim, that these three hedyotis have to at least know the parasha of chalitza to say it over to the yavim. The posuk of lechafat stila lekachtoi, which says in the form chafei, homein yavumi lochim, kocha yasalish, v'kulam b'loshin hakodesh. All those psukim you have to say over in loshin hakodesh. So the dayana means that these three people at yaitis, they have to at least know how to read the psukim that the Torah says about chalitza, to be able to read the posuk to the yavim, and he's going to say it over. Gemara says, "Tanina lahodatan rabbonin." We learned like it says in the Braisa. We learned like this in the Braisa. The Braisa, the Sefta says, "Mitzvah chalitza v'shloisha." When you do chalitza, it has to be in front of three people. What type of people? Sheyoidim lihikorais kein dayonim. That they know how to read over these psukim about chalitza like the yonim. That's so much they have to know. At least this much. But Rabbi Yehuda, why Rabbi Yehuda says b'chamisha? You dog is in our Mishnah. It's not enough to have three. You have to have five people there, b'shas chalitza. For the more my time at Tanakama, what's the pshat from the Tanakama like our Mishnah that says three is enough? The Tanya would not like this. The Pasuk says, the Canaan. So Rashi says, the Pasuk says, v'olso yevimtoi hashari ala the Canaan. You have to go up there with Yevama to the Canaan. So the more says, Canaan mishnayim mashmetu. Now the klal is, V'yein bezdin shokul, you can't have a bezdin an equal number. So therefore, ma'asif and aleihem ma'idechad. You have to add on at least one more to these two. Is a reikan shleisha. That's how you get three. So the kids, it's enough to have three people there for shas chalitza. For Rabbi Yehuda, how does he? Why does he say you have to have five? He said the pasuk also says zikenei shnayim, and zikenim means shnayim. So that's four. Bezdin shokel, and you can't have an even a number of people for a bezdin. Therefore, masif and aleihem moidechad. You have to add one more. Therefore, it comes out a reikan hay. That's how you get five. So Rashi says zikne. The pasuk says v'koruloi zikne iroi. So the two psukim. One it says v'yolsi vimta sharela zikainim. Then it says v'koruloi zikne iroi. So zikne is two, and haskainim is two. For the Gemara. Is right. It says the word ziknei. Mashma, you have to have another two. So what do the Rabbonin, the Tanakama, that they say all you have to have is just three? What do they do with the second word ziknei? So where it says miburden the rebuyei afilu shloisha joytis. From here we know it's lavdavka three dayonim, three from Sanhedrin, but it's enough even three hedjotis, like our Mishnah says. How do they know even three dayonim, three hedjotis? Because it says ziknei. Rashi, Vayetiv Rav Yehuda had yotis minolei. So according to Rav Yehuda, Sakashi, then how does he know even three or him? According to him, it's five. But how does he know you don't need five from the Sanhedrin? How does he know five had yotis is enough? So where it says nafkalei milenei, the pasuk says milenei. It says from the enei has a kainim. It says. So the Yom Amar li'enei means prat l'sumin. That these people that are there b'shas chalitza, they can't be blind. They have to be people that could see. That's the structure. So now, Yudah says like this, since we need this extra pasuk leinai to say that they cannot be blind, shemamina from here it's a proof, that the five people you need could even be normal people. You do not need a din Sanhedrin here. Why? Sanhedrin binon, because if you're going to tell me you really need a Sanhedrin, is lomali lamute sumin. Why do I need this pasuk to tell me sumin, a blind person, can't be from the Sanhedrin? Midatani Rav Yosef nafkon. We learn it out from another halacha. The Tani Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef learned like this, that the klal is kishem shebezdin melukin betzedek, the same way that people are part of Sanhedrin, they have to be clean from all type of lie, they have to be doing the emes, they have to be menukim but tzedek, they have to be oisik and doing tzedek in the right, is kach bezdin menukim mikol mum, the same way the people that are in bezdin have to be pure people, have no mum. Rashi says, yalav me'akro, that's the next pasuk, kulach yofer ayosi, the Arab is Sanhedrin, song about a Sanhedrin. So melech like this, since we know that what you can't have a blind person to be from the Sanhedrin, because they have to be people that have no mum, so if you're going to tell me by Chalitza, you need Sanhedrin, so pshita they can't be blind people. How come the Torah has to say an extra word, le'inei, that these people can't be blind? Elamai has to tell us that the people by Chalitza do not have to be from the Sanhedrin. You could even have Edyotis, regular people. So then the Chiddush is, even though they could be regular people, but our core point is they have to be able to see. If they're blind, they can't take care of Chalitza. Now how does Rav Yosef know his halacha that Sanhedrin have to be a pure